Space Report.
Hello, everybody. This is Petro Giannakopoulos in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm using my laptop, and I'm using JAWS 8 on a Windows XP home computer. I also have FreeCorder 2.30 running and recording this on my laptop. The other thing I have to say is some news first. This current version of the FreeCorder is going to be changed, updated, and I was told this on February 15, 2007. So stay tuned for the updates. I've asked Appleon.com to make some keyboard shortcuts for the record, stop, pause, and resume buttons. The other thing you need to know, if you are running the current version of FreeCorder 2.30, you cannot register the product key. This part is inaccessible. You're going to need sighted assistance. And Appleon.com told me that they're going to fix this also, so you can enter the registration key yourself. And again, the FreeCorder application is very simple to use, and you can do like record your podcasts. Basically record anything you want. Right now I have FreeCorder running. Let's do a caps lock T.
Title is FreeCorder.
That's the title. If I do a caps lock up.
Record button.
That's your record button. Another thing is, do not use your enter key within this application. Use the space bar when it comes to pressing on the button. Use the space bar only on the button. You can use your tab key or your up and down arrow keys also. You can use those. Let's tab.
Tab settings button to activate, press space bar.
Here's your settings button. That's very accessible. Within the settings button, if you're still using the FreeCorder 2.30, you can tell it to record at 64 kbps or 128 kbps MP3 format. It also has your sound card type. You tell it what sound card you want to use. You also can go to your sound mixer, I think it's called. Basically, that's your sound card configuration area. It's the same thing as going to start setting, control panel, sounds and audio devices. Okay, they have that in there in the settings of this button. They also have a checkbox where you can tell it to record your Skype calls. And in this folder, you also have the option of changing the default recording folder where the FreeCorder recording go into. It's all in here, and it's all accessible, 100%. Let's tab to the next button on the main interface of FreeCorder.
Tab, help button to activate, press space bar, help button to activate, tab. Tab view button to activate, press space bar.
With the view button, if you press the space bar, it'll take you to the recordings folder. And you can go in there and see your, review your recordings, listen to them. You select the file, the MP3 recording, press the enter key, and your default player will play back the MP3 recording you made.
Tab feedback button to activate, press space bar. Tab status button to act. Tab X button to activate.
Okay, when you hear this
X button
within FreeCorder 2.30, the X button as an X-ray is your registration product key activation area. Again, this is inaccessible, but they're going to make it accessible. Okay, great news. Tab
underline button to activate, press space bar.
If you hear underline button, that's your minimize button. Tab.
Tab, pause button to activate, press space bar. Pause button to activate, press space bar.
If you want to pause your recording, press the space bar. And when you're ready to resume recording, press the space bar again on the pause button. Let's tab around.
Tab, record button to
We're on the
activate, press.
record button. The other thing is, okay, right now we're on the record button. Do a insert up arrow on a desktop PC, caps lock up arrow on a notebook PC,
Record button.
and you'll hear record button. If you down arrow one time with the down arrow key,
Progress bar 99%.
there's a progress bar notification on the screen. This is a visual thing, and I strongly recommend if you're a JAWS user to turn off the progress bar notification within the JAWS application. The reason is, if you do not turn off the progress bar while you're recording, you're going to hear the percentages like 99%, 85%, 44%, and that's going to be recorded on your MP3 file. So turn it off within JAWS. Make it product specific to Freedom, I mean to Freecorder.
Tab, settings button to activate, press space bar. Shift, shift, tab, pause button to activate,
Let me
press
show
space
you one
bar.
more thing.
Tab, record button.
Visually, right now I'm recording right now with Freecorder. Visually, this button
Record button.
to a sighted person actually said stop. But for screen reader users, it still said record. Okay, and the other thing I need to show you,
Shift tab, pause button to activate, press space bar.
we're on the pause button. When you press the space bar on the pause button, say for example the phone rings or you gotta go somewhere for a few seconds. When you press the space bar on the pause button visually appears as a resume button. But again, with the screen reader, it still says pause. Just for you to know.
Tab, record button to activate.
And I don't know if I mentioned it, but I asked them, Appleon.com, to make some keyboard shortcuts with a stop, record, resume, and pause buttons. Thank you very much.